Yeah, this is Nomad. I usually leave Salina around 6:35, 6:40, and I'm actually picking him up at like 7:10-ish.
I know that, but what I'm saying is it's not telling us to start driving until it's way too late to get there on time.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing with Shorty as well. I'm not sure. I think it's like trying to get you there right at 7:15, but not taking into consideration any construction or anything, or the dirt roads. Or so I'm not really sure. Yeah, I would say keep trucking along. Again, if you arrive nearby, if it wasn't popped up, just park and wait for it to pop up for you, I guess.
Yeah, it takes 30-35 minutes from Salina. So I don't know why it's not doing what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, it's going off of your location now, though, so it's still saying, like, if you leave your location right now, you're going to be there earlier than 7:15, is what it's trying to say. So if you were to pull over right where you're at and wait the 2 minutes or whatever, it would probably populate, but you don't have to do that. I would say keep on going.
Yeah, now it's saying start driving in 1 minute.
Outlaw, that little yellow triangle on the bottom right, when you get to that stoplight, hit that button and the phone will remember that that's construction. And also when I picked up Jared the other morning, it had his pickup, area a half a mile north of where he actually was, so good thing I knew where he was at.
Right. And you can be a block away and it will say that you're there. And starts their timer when you're a couple minutes away.
Exactly. Yes, it does.
Yeah, I think that helps that we do have that wait button as well. So, you know, if you just take a mental note of how, you know, what actual time you pulled up there, then you can click that wait button until you've reached your actual 5 minutes or whatever. But it's going to be a tricky thing to work through, but we know how to work with it.
Dispatch, I was getting ready to leave Salina to go pick up Amber. Now it's changed all of a sudden to go pick up somebody at Chapel Ridge going to Lindsberg.
Okay, I'm sorry, did you say that you're still in town or you were already headed for Amber?
I'm still in town. I managed to turn around just before I got on the interstate.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure where that one came from, but it looks like it booted to you since you're headed that way. So yeah, go ahead and pick up the one going to Lindsberg and then go for Amber.
Copy, not going to lie, this is frustrating.
Hey, Sierra, I called Carla, and she isn't even supposed to be picked up till 8:30, and her appointment's not till 9:30.
Who's that for, sorry?
Carla.
Okay, well, Carla's been receiving text notifications with these updates. I'm showing that, one second, I'm getting her pulled back up here. That's what I was checking on earlier. Okay, yes, I am showing that she has an 8:30 appointment. That gave her a pickup window of 7:10 to 7:40. So that was that 30-minute window that I was saying that our out-of-towners are not used to. So it's getting you there right at the start of her window. So if she needs a little bit more time, you can definitely wait for her. But her pickup window is 7:10 to 7:40, and she has been receiving these text messages with this information.
Okay.